Sabbath blessing, everyone. And for those that are listening on the phone, blessed Sabbath, welcome. And for those that will be listening to this recording in the future, I hope and pray that you will have a blessing this day. We will be beginning our children's Sabbath lesson. We are in chapter 1 in the book Desire Ages, and the title is God With Us, Part 2, the Sabbath, September 7, 2013. We will begin with our opening song, is the hymnal 384, Safely Through Another Week.
Amen, praise the Lord. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in His courts today. Day of all the week, the best emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week, the best emblem of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace through the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling face, take away the sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, Mary rest this day and thee. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day and thee. When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feel thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes while we in thy house appear. Hear afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. Hear afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. May the gospel joyful sound, conquer sinners, comfort sense. May the fruits of grace abound, bring relief to all complaints. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign with thee. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign with thee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. At this moment, before we begin our Sabbath lesson for the children, we would like to request any one of the little ones or mommies or daddy that would like to have opening prayer. Will you please come up to the mic?
Our Father, I thank you for this deal to have this blessed day. I thank you for this deal to wake us up this morning yet have another blessed day. Hey, to start with, I pray this deal to keep everyone unsafe, even us as they are home or anywhere else that have to be. Begin with those things that are within my process, Lord. I pray that you can be able to keep on letting us understand your world that we can be able to follow it. Please present us to be the chosen servants so that way we can serve you and that your whole word can be able to be brought to anyone's hearts. I pray to you to yield to forgive everyone if they have done sins in their past or their present. This must be the best holy. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The scripture that we will begin our lesson is taken from Timothy 3:16 in the King James Version, and it reads, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." This week, boys and girls, we will continue part two of our lesson on God with us. If anyone of the Bear family would like to take the following verses, please come up to the mic.
Philippians 2:6-7. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5-7. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, "Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure." Then said I, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God." Amen.
Philippians 3, verse 21. Who should change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself?
Exodus chapter 25, verse 8. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Isaiah 14, chapter 13, verse. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. In the sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Amen.
Continuing from John chapter 1, verse 14 in the King James, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Hebrews 2:17. Wherefore, in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
Hebrews 4:15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
Continuing from Psalms 48. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yet thy law is within thy heart.
Exodus 3, verse 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you.
John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
Continuing from John 6:51. I am the living bread which come down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give him is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Amen.
Jesus says unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14, chapter 6, verse. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We will begin our reading in Desire of Ages, chapter 1. We will cover pages 22-25. If anyone of the Bear family would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 22. Lucifer had said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High. Isaiah 14, 13, 14. But Christ, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Philippians 2, 6 and 7. Margin VA 22. This was a voluntary sacrifice. Jesus might have remained at the Father's side. He might have retained the glory of heaven and the homage of the angels, but he chose to give back the scepter into the Father's hand and to step down from the throne of the universe that he might bring light to the benighted and life to the perishing.
Praise the Lord. This is the first question in our study, Diego. One, boys and girls, what was a voluntary sacrifice done by Jesus? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, little one.
The answer is he chose to give back the scepter into the Father's hands and to step down from the throne of the universe that he might bring light to the benighted and light to the perishing.
Amen. Let's learn a beautiful memory verse song together, dear one. Continue our reading from Desire Ages, page 23. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
Desire Ages, page 23. Nearly 2,000 years ago, a voice of mysterious import was heard in heaven from the throne of God. Lord, I come, sacrifice and offering. Thou wast not, but by hast thou prepared me. Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Hebrews 10:5-7. In these words is announced the fulfillment of the purpose that had been hidden from eternal ages. Christ was about to visit our world and to become incarnate. He says, "Abide hast thou prepared me." He had appeared with the glory that was his with the Father before the world was. We could not have endured the light of his presence, that we might behold it and not be destroyed. The manifestation of his glory was shrouded. His divinity was veiled with humanity, the invisible glory in the visible human form.
Desire of Ages, page 23. This great purpose had been shadowed forth in types and symbols. The burning bush in which Christ appeared to Moses revealed God. The symbol chosen for the representation of the deity was a lowly shrub that seemingly had no attractions. This enshrined the infinite. The all-merciful God shrouded his glory in a most humble type, that Moses could look upon it and live. So in the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, God communicated with Israel, revealing to men his will and imparting to them his grace. God's glory was subdued and his majesty veiled, that the weak vision of finite men might behold it. So Christ was come in the body of our humiliation. Philippians 3:21. In the likeness of men. In the eyes of the world, he possessed no beauty that they should desire him. Yet he was the incarnate God, the light of heaven and earth. His glory was veiled, his greatness and majesty were hidden, that he might draw near to sorrowful, tempted men. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 23. God commanded Moses for Israel, "Let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them." Exodus 25:8. And he abode in the sanctuary in the midst of his people through all their weary wandering in the desert. The symbol of his presence was with them. So Christ set up his tabernacle in the midst of our human encampment. He pitched his tent by the side of the tents of men, that he might dwell among us and make us familiar with his divine character and life. The Word was made flesh, a dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14.
Since Jesus came to dwell with us, we know that God is acquainted with our trials and sympathizes with our grief. Every son and daughter of Adam may understand that our Creator is the friend of sinners. For in every doctrine of grace, every promise of joy, every deed of love, every divine attraction presented in the Savior's life on earth, we see God with us. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what are we sure of since Jesus came to dwell with us? And what can every son and daughter of Adam understand about God? If you know the answer to this question, we're one step below.
The answer is that God is acquainted with our trials and sympathizes with our griefs, and that our Creator is the friend of sinners. For in every doctrine of grace, every promise of joy, every deed of love, every divine attraction presented in the Savior's life on earth, we see God with us.
Desire of Ages, page 24. Satan represents God's law of love as a law of selfishness. He declares that it is impossible for us to obey its precepts. The fall of our first parents, with all the woe that has resulted, he charges upon the Creator, leading men to look upon God as an author of sin and suffering and death. Jesus was to unveil this deception. As one of us, he was to give an example of obedience. For this, he took upon himself our nature and passed through our experience. Experiences. In all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. If we had to bear anything which Jesus did not endure, then upon this point Satan would represent the power of God as insufficient for us. Therefore, Jesus was in all points tempted like as we are. Hebrews 4, verse 15. He endured every trial to which we are subject, and he exercised in his own behalf no power that is not freely offered to us. As man, he met temptation and overcame in the strength given him from God. He says, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. Psalm chapter 40, verse 8. As he went about doing good and healing all who were afflicted by Satan, he made plain to men the character of God's law and the nature of his service. His life testifies that it is possible for us also to obey the law of God.
Amen. And praise God for Jesus, that through his merit we can become conquerors if we surrender to his will. Question, boys and girls. How does Satan represent God's holy law to us? And who does Jesus say he is for us regarding our being able to keep God's law? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is Satan represents God's law of love as a law of selfishness. He declares that it is impossible for us to obey its precepts. And Jesus said, I am the assurance of every promise. I am, be not afraid. God with us is the surety of our deliverance from sin, the assurance of our power to obey the law of heaven.
Amen. And what a blessed assurance is that, dear little ones and mommies and daddies. Let's learn another beautiful memory verse song together.
I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. Psalm 40, verse 8.
Praise the Lord. If anyone of the dear family would like to continue reading the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire Pages, page 24. By his humanity, Christ touched humanity. By his divinity, he lays hold upon the throne of God. As the Son of Man, he gave us an example of obedience. As the Son of God, he gives us power to obey. It was Christ who, from the bush of Mount Horeb, spoke to Moses, saying, I am that I am. Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am that has sent me unto you. Exodus 3:14. This was the pledge of Israel's deliverance. So when he came in the likeness of men, he declared himself the I am, the child of Bethlehem. The meek and lowly Savior is God, manifest in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. And to us, he says, I am the good shepherd. I am the living bread.
Desire of Ages, verse 24. I am the way, the truth, and the life. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. John 10:11-6. John 6:51, John 14:6, Matthew 28:18. I am the assurance of every promise. I am, be not afraid, God with us, is the surety of our deliverance from sin, the assurance of our power to obey the law of heaven.
Praise the Lord, dear one. We have come to the ending of this beautiful study. We hope and pray you will bless. And for those listening on the phone, we have just ended our children's study. At this moment, we would like to ask any one of the little ones or the family to be able to have closing prayer. Come up to the mic.
Our Father, I thank you for this year to have this blessed day. I pray we can be able to thank you for this year to have this blessed day and this blessed study. Bless you to understand that the Lord and to be grateful for everything that we could have asked for or what we have now. I pray that you can be able to bless us so that we can be able to keep on understanding your will and that we can be able to be blessed at being your servants. Bless us be able to understand that the Lord to keep on learning to You may find it will be our fourth, but her skeleton will be making sure that we do the wise right as well. Forgive our sins and my cross looks good. And forgive everyone that they ever done sin in their past or their present. And to make them keep on continuing in their world. This is not the least possible in
Amen. Amen. So next week we will continue part 3 of our study on God with us. So that will be held on Saturday, September 14, 2013. We would like to thank all the brethren that have taken part of putting these studies together, and we have left some activity for the children to be able to have so they can continue this blessed Sabbath. I hope that you will be able to enjoy it. And at this moment, we would like to thank those that are on the phone and those that will be listening to the recording. And may you have a blessed rest of the day. In Jesus' name, amen.